is very afraid. Span release. Hiss through the teeth. Let me tell you a secret. When I took his hand and I said I'm not afraid anymore. When I said that I'm not afraid anymore. I was very afraid. Very afraid. I was very afraid. Baby's coming at the right time, he said. Put his hand on my thigh. The other guided the car down the mountain. I looked up at nothing but sky. All right, we've been good judgment. We have one more song for you tonight. Thank you so much again for having us, WMFO. We are Good Judgment.
Good Judgment, live from our studio. Thank you very much for joining us for that special performance. Hopefully later they'll be able to join us for a little interview. For now, though, let's get back to some music. Here's Stormstress with You Can't Hurt Me Now.
Is humble as I can be. I'd like to make the smallest request. Won't you hear my plea? Please set me free. Well, the air down here don't smell so good, like the devil's been cooking up rotten eggs. People try to get on down, but they stand on wobbly legs. No one seems to know how they got here, but it feels like an eternity. It's at this point I'd like to interject, as humble as I can be. I'd like to make the smallest request. Won't you hear my plea? Please set me free. Yeah. Well, you know you hold the key. Won't you hear my plea? Won't you please set me free? Sometimes I think I died years ago in that crash on Highway 46. It's like an episode of the Twilight Zone, where suddenly I didn't exist. There was the before, and there is the now, and there is no shared history. It's at this point I'd like to interject, as humble as I can be. I'd like to make the smallest request. Won't you hear my plea? Please set me free. Please set me free. Please set me free. Please set me free. Please set me free.
Another fine short block of music for you as we head into the next portion of our program. Stormstress up at the top with You Can't Hurt Me Now, followed by Set Me Free, brand new from Elliot Wilder. And you can't see it in the studio, but the room is slightly more occupied than it was mere moments ago. For I have joining us in the studio the members of Good Judgment, fresh off of their live performance from Studio D just mere moments ago. Why don't you please introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Dina. I play guitar and I sing in Good Judgment.
Mm-hmm. I'm Finn. I'm the drummer. You know,
right up to the mic.
Parts. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Hi, I'm Finn. I'm the drummer. You know, I help out with writing the parts for the band and yeah.
And I'm Maddie and I play bass.
Fantastic. So just right off the bat, fantastic performance over in the studio.
Thank
just
you.
A moment ago. I got like just a real just panoply of different sounds coming from it. And like, feel free to just like interrupt if like, you know, I'm accurate or just completely off the mark. But like, just like a bunch of different like very quirky sort of, you know, pop rock acts. Like, are you familiar with Camper Van Beethoven?
No. Excellent. Name.
They're like a band from the 1980s that was very, like, very quirky style of music, but also, like, very jangly sort of pop rock. And also a lot of, like, weirdly, a lot of anti-folk sort of references,
yep.
too. Like, I got big Kimia Dawson vibes. Moldy Peaches. Oh, I'm getting a perfunctory, like, fist pump. I seem to have hit upon, like, a really big influence right there.
Yeah, I mean, I like Kimia Dawson. I wouldn't say she's, like, the number one influence simply because I haven't, like, listened to as much of her work as, like, other people in the scene. But, like, Anti-Folk is a huge inspiration for me. I, like, listen to, like, their, like, open mic archives sometimes. I'm a really big fan of, like, Diane Cluck, who came out of that scene. Regina Spektor did, too, but she doesn't really sound like what we do as much.
Not really.
No, but she was there.
She's got a bit more of, like, a cabaret baroque kind of feel, yeah. A little bit.
Similar wordplay sometimes, I would say. Maybe similar stories.
Yeah, there's definitely a big anti-folk sort of thing I'm hearing, especially in, like, the way, like, a lot of the songs, like, don't necessarily take things, like, too seriously. Like, not to say that they're goofy or anything like that, but there's kind of a lightheartedness that just sort of, like, adds a little bit of gloss to, like, some of the darker sort of topics.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. My, like, favorite songwriter of all time, have you heard of this guy, Dan Byrne?
I have not.
Wait, I'm
sorry
so glad
to say.
I get to plug him on the air.
by all means.
Yeah, Dan Byrne is amazing. I think he's been putting stuff out since like the early 90s.
Is Dan Byrne local to here? Or?
He's not. He's from Iowa, and I think he's located somewhere out west now. Also, he might not be from Iowa. It might be a different Midwestern state, so I don't want to like say anything wrong. So he's
don't
not
quote,
from.
Don't quote.
Yeah, don't quote me. He's not from New England. But he's really great, and I think
Don't quote them. Don't at them.
No, never.
don't at me.
But yeah, I think one of his like strongest songwriting things is that he uses humor in a really poignant way. The only example I can think of is like not super radio appropriate, but it's this song about how he wishes he had larger male appendages, shall we say?
Gotcha.
And that's like what the song is about. But also, it's a really like poignant discussion of sort of striving, ambition, like you always want what you can't have.
Tell me about it.
You know, I think he does it really effectively. That's the most extreme example. But yeah.
That sounds pretty good. Like, I mean, I'm always a fan of when bands do like that kind of stuff. Like, that's why I'm such a big fan of Sparks more so than anything. Like, there's, like, I'm hearing a nod. Are you, like, is there, like, a Sparks influence in some of your, or?
I don't know who that is, actually.
Oh, definitely look Sparks up. They're like, a big influencer of glam rock in the 1970s. And they're well known for having, like, this very Cole Porter kind of sensibility to them as far as, like, just songwriting that makes you go, like, huh. Like, just with, like, interesting metaphor and lyrics and stuff like that. And, like, I feel like there's a lot of that in Anti-Folk, too. And subsequently in a lot of the stuff that you were doing. I especially like a lot of the song about Cleopatra's, like, lesbian lover, particularly.
Thank you.
Like,
concept.
It's that kind of just, like, out of left field sort of approach to songwriting that's just really refreshing. As opposed to just, like, you know, just writing, you know, love songs and stuff like that. Did you want to, like, expound upon that or anything like that?
Sure, yeah. I actually wrote that song when I was, like, 15 or 16, I think, when I was getting into songwriting, and I didn't want to write love songs, and that was, like, my thing. I was really annoying about it. I was like, I'm not going to write, like, a love song like every other songwriter, and so I was trying to write a love song, and the only way I could let myself, also, I was, like, 15, and I had never actually, like, you know, really felt, like, I think, love in that sense. But yeah, I'm always hoping that I can say stuff that's interesting and new, because that's what's interesting to me.
That's a very admirable way of songwriting, like particularly like of the disinterest in love songs. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, people can write whatever the heck they want to write about. But personally, I'm of the opinion that, like, there's enough love songs in the world. Like, if you're going to write a love song, you might as well at least make it interesting, have some kind of, like, you know, lyrical twist to it or something like that. Anyway, so what have you guys got coming up as far as, like, you know, shows or, like, recording or anything like that? What's coming up the pike for Good Judgment?
That is a great question.
October 19th show.
Yeah, we have a show October 19th. It hasn't, like, technically been announced yet, but you can put that on your calendar. It's going to be in Somerville.
Whereabouts?
Union Tavern.
Oh, Union Tavern. Yeah. Very nice.
You can also follow us on the Instagram.
Yeah, if you want to follow...
more updated information.
Yeah, sorry. I interrupted you.
No, yeah, by all means, plug the socials and whatnot.
But yeah, Instagram, best place to find us, at goodjudgment.music.
Keep updated.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to say anything about the album.
Well, we are working on an album right now. We dropped the single.
Right into the microphone.
Sorry. We have dropped one single, David with a Harp, which you can find on Spotify under Good Judgment Music. Under just Good Judgment on Spotify. Excuse me. And that will be going on the album. It's been in the works for a while, but it'll be coming soon.
Very nice. You know, yeah. That's going to be part of, like, a full album sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, very nice. Is there any sort of, like, timeline of when, like, that's expected to hit, or is it just sort of a work in progress?
Yeah, we've been working on the timeline. It's hard to calculate.
Understandable, as someone in multiple musical projects myself. Yeah, understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Oh, man. At least you're keeping busy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Was there anything else you wanted to just, like, plug real quick, or... just, like, you know, get out there into the ether?
Oh, man, thank you for having us. That's the main message.
Seriously.
I'm thinking of right now, yeah. Can't see it, but this is a very cool space on the inside.
Oh, yeah, this is a fun space.
Beautifully decorated walls, all kinds of drawings and things. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, we're definitely a fan of, like, wall graffiti here here at the MFO Studios.
Me too, I love it. Yeah. It's great.
Lots of band stickers, lots of show posters and stuff like that.
Very cool.
Very much a fan of that. And very much a fan of Tufts not, you know, dropping the hammer on that sort of thing or anything like that.
For real. Very cool.
All right. Yeah. Well, fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us in the studio for an interview. Go check them out at all their various socials and stuff like that. I will be sure to look up Dan Byrne. I heartily recommend you guys check out Sparks.
Awesome.
All right. Why don't we bring it back to some music? Technically not a Massachusetts artist anymore, but they got their start in Boston, so that's good enough for me. Here's That Handsome Devil with Savages.
It's funny that I was just ordering a frappuccino with some pumpkin spice. At war with every species, from dinosaur to seaweed. Peace, love, high fives, free Wi-Fi. At war with every species, Vindi, Verdi, Vici. Peace, love, tie-dye, free Wi-Fi. I was standing in the store. I had forgotten what I started looking for. There must be something, there really must be something.
Savages, who work with ratios and averages, government establishments, coloring and additives, savages. My life. This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
101.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Another fine block of music that last little chunk of time as we make our way through the latter half of hour number three of the program. That Handsome Devil with Savages, following that, new from Bad Rat, with a question mark. Source by Bad Rat, following that, Proles with Ghost Dance, and Emerald Comets with Necklace. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm still Lils, and as long as we still have the time here, why not get to some more local goodies? Here's the McCritters with My Fate Was Sealed with a Kiss.
At me, and I looked out the window. She reached for my hand, and I reached for a brick. She called my name, and I asked for the waiter. She told the waiter, put this guy in my next drink. Well, let's talk, talk, let's talk about it. Let's sit down and we'll think about it. Much more than reminiscing, my fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss. And she said, boy, get in the back. I lit a cigarette and set my pants on fire. She put her hand right there and said, what do you think? Well, let's talk, talk, let's talk about it. Let's sit down and we'll think about it. Much more than reminiscing, my fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss. My brain was sober, but my body was drunk. She started whispering sweet nothings from the bedroom. From that day forward, I haven't slept awake now. Let's talk, talk, let's talk about it. Let's sit down and we'll think about it. Much more than reminiscing, my fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss.
Some fear, swerving in my hoopty, and I'm bringing up the rear. Grab your girls, whip your hair, click your heels, make your rent. Gender queer, gender bent, gender bust up in the head. I'm a drag queen in the bitch's body, no logo. Cinching, switching, wishing I could be a pro solo. Sex up in the smofo, drop it low, low. Better believe the Stevens, I'm in love with the homos, but don't call me appropriating no culture. Velvet vulture munching up the beast, free lunching. I can be me in sag jeans, black Converse, short hair, butch made, pores unscrubbed. Or I can wear tees with the sleeves cut off them. I can be a golden girl dressing up for Congress. Something in the prom dress. If you know you want this, we're all born naked and the rest is drag honest. We all motherfucking queens, we flawless. Come on, hot mess, show that you got this, yeah. We are motherfucking queens in this world. Don't let anybody tell you you're not. In a suit or a dress with a script and disrespect. Don't let anybody tell you you're less. Queen, we are motherfucking queens in this world. Don't let anybody tell you you're not. You do you, you're the best. With the script and ditch your stress. Don't let anybody tell you you're that. Queen, yes, queen, yes, queen, yes. Queen, yes, queen, yes, queen, yes, queen,
in the back. Playboy polos, mobs by the pack. Was like you came solo, go ahead and lean back. Cause I'ma get you sweaty underneath the fitted cap. So fierce you can't refuse it, excuse my beauty. Coming from all over and all over printy. Sipping on mint tea, sitting so pretty. But that dainty shit at me, rather scream obscenity. Voguing to dead Kennedys, rhyme is the melody. And the stage is my church, black mass serenity. There's no end to me, I'm infinite. Hairy legs, skin to mint. Blood born in pathogen, taste of sacred antigen. Round world, we back again. Sold out shows, we pack it in. Boston ladies grappling, we redefine what's happening. No L7's better, run up to my crew. And if you act like Ann Coulter, baby, I don't wanna put you. Excuse, I don't need to be rude. But it feels like reality has been out of tune. How come the boys act hard when we step in the room? So we all give them length like Fidel Sassoon. And Princess Die Hard making all the frat boys zoom. And Volga Volva got diploma with the gold in my room.
You're constantly told that our bodies are worth it. If they ain't perfect, this shit ain't working. We are constantly told our voices don't matter. If quit your chatter, cause it's all a pageant. But we're done posing. It's time to expose it. We are all queens in this world. And I'm ready for my moment. Let's own it, own it.
I used to go.
That last block, approaching the end of the program, My Fate Was Sealed With a Kiss by the McCritters. Following that, Yes Queen by Solo Sex, into Starfish Death Squad with Song About Letting Go, and just now we heard Gabriel Hofaker with When the Angels Cry. We're just about approaching the end of the program here as we're winding everything down a little bit. Thank you once again for joining us for another delightful evening of local music goodies. Be sure to join us next week for more 9 to Midnight goodness. I personally will be back about a month from now, every second week or so. But for now, you have been listening to On the Town with Mikey D, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your hostess, Lils, and I'll be closing things out with Surprise Party with Polite. Thank you very much for joining us. Bye.